Hi, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of October. On the Hebrew calendar, it is the 26th of Tishrei. This week, our parasha is called Bereshit, which means in the beginning. And today's portion, or today's Aliyah from the Torah, will be Genesis 3:22 through 4:18. Before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. So now, in case he stretches out his hand and takes also from the tree of life and eats and live forever, the Lord God sent him away from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. And he expelled the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he had Kerubim dwell along with the whirling sword of flame to guard the way to the tree of life. Now the man had relations with Eve, his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, 'I produced a man with the Lord.' Then she gave birth again to his brother Abel. Abel became a shepherd of flocks, while Cain became a worker of the ground. So it happened after some time that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord, while Abel, he also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portions. Now the Lord looked favorably upon Abel and his offering, but upon Cain and his offering he did not look favorably. Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, it will lift. But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the doorway. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.' Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. While they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is Abel, your brother?' 'I don't know,' he said. 'Am I my brother's keeper?' Then he said, 'What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. So now, cursed are you from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. As often as you work the ground, it will not yield its crops to you again. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.' Cain said to the Lord, 'My iniquity is too great to bear. Since you expelled me today from the face of the ground, and I must be hidden from your presence, then I will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Anyone who finds me will kill me.' But the Lord said to him, 'In that case, anyone who kills Cain is to be avenged seven times over.' So the Lord put a mark on Cain so that anyone who found him would not strike him down. Then Cain left the Lord's presence and dwelled in the land of wandering east of Eden. Cain was intimate with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And he was building a city, and he named the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad. Irad fathered Mehuyael, and Mehuyael fathered Metushael, and Metushael fathered Lamech. That was Genesis 3:22 through 4:18. Today's portion from the prophets is Joshua chapter 7. But Bnei Israel unfaithfully violated the ban. Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zavdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the banned things. So the Lord's anger burned against Bnei Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, east of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the land." So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they reported to him, "Let not all the people go up, only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need go up and strike Ai. So don't wear out all the people there, for they are just a few." So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men, and they chased them from outside the gate as far as Shevarim, striking them down on the slope. So the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Joshua then tore his clothes and fell to the ground on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. Both he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. "Alas, Lord God," Joshua said, "why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan? Is it to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? If only we had been content and dwelled beyond the Jordan. Oh, my Lord, what can I say, now that Israel has turned its back before its enemies? For when the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land hear of it, they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Arise, why are you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. Yes, they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. Now they have even taken of the things under the ban of destruction. So they have also stolen and even deceived, and even put them among their own possessions. So Bnei Israel cannot stand before their enemies. So they turn their necks before their enemies, because they have come under the ban. I will not be with you any more, unless you destroy whatever is under the ban from among you. Arise, consecrate the people, and say, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, for thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, something under the ban is in the midst of you, Israel. You will not be able to stand up before your enemies until you remove whatever is under the ban from among you. In the morning, you will approach by your tribes. It will be that the tribe that the Lord takes will come forward by families, and the family that the Lord takes will come forward by households. And the household that the Lord takes will come forward man by man. Then whoever is taken with whatever is under the ban must be burned with fire, he and all belonging to him, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has committed a disgrace in Israel.' So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel forward by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. Then he brought forward the clans of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites. Then he brought forward the family of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought forward his household, man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. So Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory now to the Lord, the God of Israel, and give praise to him, and confess to me now what you have done. Hide nothing from me." Achan responded to Joshua and said, "It's true. I have sinned against the Lord, God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful shinar mantle, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold, 50 shekels in weight, I coveted them and took them. Look, they are buried in the ground in the middle of my tent, with the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers who ran to the tent, and behold, it was buried in his tent with the silver underneath it. Then they took them from the middle of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all Bnei Israel, and they laid them down before the Lord. Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the mantle, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Then Joshua said, "Why have you brought trouble on us? The Lord will trouble you this day." Then all Israel stoned him with stones, burned them with fire, and stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that stands to this day. Then the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. That was Joshua 7. And today's portion from the writings is Psalm 6. For the music director, on the 8-stringed lyre, a psalm of David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are shuddering with fear. As is my soul, and you, Lord, how long? Turn toward me, Lord, deliver my soul. Save me because of your mercy. For there is no memory of you in death. In Sheol, who will praise you? I am worn out with my groaning. Every night I make my bed swim, drenching my pillow with my tears. My eyes are weakened with grief. They age because of my enemies. Away from me, all you evildoers. For the Lord heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. May all my enemies be ashamed and stricken with terror. May they turn back in sudden disgrace. That was Psalm 6. Our final portion for this episode will be from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 4. Then Yeshua was led by the Ruach into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are Ben Elohim, tell these stones to become bread." But he replied, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city and placed him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are Ben Elohim," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall command his angels concerning you, and upon their hands they shall lift you up, so that you may not strike your foot against a stone." Yeshua said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil takes him to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Yeshua says to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and began to take care of him. Now when Yeshua heard that John had been handed over, he withdrew to the Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and those sitting in the region in shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." From then on, Yeshua began to proclaim, "Turn away from your sins, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Now, as Yeshua was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, Jacob, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. They were in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Yeshua was going throughout all the Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those tormented by various diseases and afflictions, those plagued by demons, the epileptics, the paralyzed, and he healed them. And large crowds followed him from the Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. That was Matthew chapter 4, and it concludes today's readings. If you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading James 4 today also. Thank you for listening. May you have a blessed day, and may the scriptures go deep into the soil of your hearts today and bear much fruit. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.